What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Huh?
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? You know, when you try to pull it away, it sticks to the seed.
I call it a plum seed peach.
Okay. And how about the kind that comes away real easy?
I call it clear seed peach.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that you eat? What do you call them when you fix them to eat them?
I don't know. I don't eat them. I don't eat them. I can't answer that question.
Well, have you ever heard people call them turnip greens or turnip salad?
I've heard people call them turnip greens.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat in your hands? You just eat it right off the ear.
Eat right off the ear?
Mm-hmm.
Rosinia's out there.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
You got me some there.
Okay. But I was interested in knowing if you have around here a chipmunk or a ground squirrel or a granny.
Oh, my cat's kit is a ground squirrel. He's striped.
Is he the little brown one that's got darker stripes on
it? He got stripes on it.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about that big around, you know, about as big around as my hand, and it just hops along the ground and it lives near the water?
Frog.
And what would you call the kind that lives in the water?
Bullfrog.
And how about the kind that lives on the land?
Toadfrog.
And what about a smaller one that lives up in trees? And they make a chirping.
I call it tree frog.
Okay. What do you call worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
I call it bait.
And can you think of any other kind of names for baits? Have you heard people call them wigglers or red worms or any other different?
Yeah, I've heard people call them, but I call them baits.
Okay, that's what you call all
that's
of them.
That's what I call them.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends off light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night? Can you see it flashing?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and sort of filmy wings you can see through them, and it flies around over the water?
I would call him a bat.
Well, now, this is an insect.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
They're about that long, and they have two sets of wings on them, kind of like that.
Mm.
Well, if you've heard people talk about snake doctors or mosquito holes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen snake doctors.
Well, now, is that an insect that's got, you know, about like that?
Oh, yeah, he's about something like that size. Got two wings,
yeah.
I'd say.
Okay, well, that's the thing I was interested in. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't sting.
Doesn't sting?
Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting. And it builds its nest out of mud.
I call him Dauber.
Fine. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Ground pea.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call them goobers?
That's right. I've heard people call them goobers.
And it's the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, that is, if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Favors his father.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
If the boy,
if his behavior is like his father's, like if his father's a good man and the son's a good man too,
uh-huh.
You'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Yeah, I would say he hear what his father say.
Okay.
Yeah.